Welcome to Crypto Nights, where we help you finally make sense of the trending world of cryptocurrencies. So gather your virtual piggy bank and let's get started.
Welcome to the next episode of Crypto Nights, where the best minds bridge the crypto divide. I'm your host, Kant Miriala. I am really excited today. I have a fantastic guest speaker, but before that, here is a disclaimer. These podcasts are for educational purposes only, not a solicitation, not an endorsement for investment. You do so at your sole discretion. We suggest you do your due diligence. We are not financial advisors. Tokens are highly risky and you could lose all of your invested money. All right, on to exciting stuff. Andrew Stanford is our guest speaker today. He is an experienced chief executive officer with a demonstrated history of working in the financial services industry, skilled in business relationship management, business planning, investment management, sales, and cryptocurrencies. He's also a strong business development professional with a Master of Science in Information Systems from San Diego State University that is focused now on blockchains and cutting-edge disruptive technologies. Let's also talk a little bit about the subject of today's podcast, asset token, ERC-20 compliant token that runs on the global Ethereum network, which allows credit card reward points to transfer between participating financial institutions issuing credit cards. Participating banks will be able to allow consumers the choice of transferring these tokens between credit cards and reward point programs instantly and safely without expiration dates. By implementing a program on blockchain, Asset Token is seeking to revolutionize this industry and create a self-sustaining ecosystem that will grow value for all participants over time. Without further ado, help me welcome Andrew Stanford. Hey, Andrew, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Yourself, how are you?
Wonderful, Andrew. Welcome to Crypto Nights. I'm really excited to talk about Asset Token. I want to start off by you giving us a little bit of an introduction to yourself and to your company. And then I want you to start explaining your motivations behind doing this.
Sure, most certainly. And I'm glad to be on board. I'm a big fan of your show here and glad to be on board.
Thank you.
My name is Andrew Stanford, one of the co-founders of Asset Token. It's kind of funny because, my partner and I, we both have, we all have financial and technology background.
Okay.
And, we've been studying the block cryptocurrency market for quite some time, and we thought about coming out with our own, and we thought of Asset Token.
Ah.
And what Asset Token is the credit card reward point token that's on the Ethereum platform.
Wow.
And it's something that's very beneficial from a consumer standpoint. And it's going to benefit the whole Ethereum platform. We anticipate, and we're excited.
Oh, I'm excited too. So it's okay. Credit card points, huh? So it's like Discover credit card, or it could be my American Airlines mileage card. So it could be any of these credit cards we are all using and racking up a lot of reward points. So can you take an example of Joe Smith? Let's say Joe Smith is a customer, has a credit card, and he has some reward points. Can you walk me through step by step how he would utilize Asset Token?
Right now, currently, when consumers want to redeem their reward point, they usually use airline, dinner, diners, products and services, right?
Yes.
So what Joe would do is he'd log online with the bankofamerica.com, as an example.
Yeah.
And they will log online, and to the right-hand side, you see their reward point balance. So
Yes. They
would, instead of redeeming for, let's say, airlines and things of that nature, they would go ahead and see an option that says asset token.
Okay.
That they could redeem their reward point for. So let's say Joe has, $2,000 in reward point.
Okay.
Let's say that Bank of America's that those reward points are each a dollar valuation. So essentially that's $2,000 in reward point.
Okay.
So Joe would be able to take those 2,000 reward and convert those into asset tokens, which are in fact tradable into the open crypto market. So Joe's able to exchange those reward points, those asset token reward points, for let's say Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, and et cetera. And one of the great things about it is that they don't expire. So that's how Joe would log online and he'd see an option that says asset token. And, you know, he currently have an option to redeem his points using asset token.
So
that's what we envision.
But why would the bank be? So from what you and I know, most people have reward points that they never redeem, right? And so the banks are happy to give out all these points that will expire and people won't use them, but they're getting all the you know, the benefits and the positive effect on people anyways. So now suddenly if you're telling the banks that, hey, every one of your reward points can be converted to asset tokens, which will be monetized, isn't the bank expense going to go up in having customers redeem every single one of their reward points?
Well, we don't anticipate that. What we anticipate and what we see, right now, currently, banks, they give about, on a yearly basis, somewhere between $10 billion a year in reward points.
Okay.
And at the end of the year, those banks have liability. And the liability insurance, we believe asset token is going to be the solution for that, because it's actually going to be another reason for consumers to use the reward point. And right now, there's currently a problem that we face with the current reward point system. The fact that it expires, the fact that people are unaware of their point, the fact that people don't know how to use their reward point is the big problem. So we believe that we'll be able to reduce the banks' spending in a big way. So we envision as well that consumers will obviously spend more money to earn a reward point. So right now, you know, we believe asset token is going to be an added benefit to why consumers will want to use the reward point to trade into cryptocurrency market, which is a huge asset.
Wow. Okay. So I am happy because I'm able to convert my reward points into cryptocurrencies, which is cash, and I can buy whatever I want. And the banks are happy because they're able to reduce their spend, their liability, and all of that. So it looks like a win-win scenario that you guys have created.
Yes, absolutely. You know, and one of the fun thing about the venture and why we chose it is the fact that it's already a value attached to reward points itself, right? So we believe this is going to drive the value even more. And yes, we believe that this is going to be benefit every Ethereum cryptocurrency platform out there. I mean, instead of people using their hard-earned money from their checkout, you know, their paycheck, they can use their reward points.
Yeah. Yeah, I see that. Awesome. Why do you say that entire Ethereum ecosystem will benefit from asset coin?
Say that because, you know, if you think about it, a lot of consumers are using their actual reward points, and that reward point is going to go straight to, you know, the actual ICO. I mean, this is another way to open up the floodgate to consumers, new consumers, primarily from a bank perspective, to get into cryptocurrency ICO investing. So now people could say, hey, you know what? I could use my reward point to invest in this project. So that's something that we see that very beneficial to.
Brilliant idea. Brilliant idea. So if somebody is thinking that they don't have money to invest into an ICO, you guys come up and say, hey, you don't need money to invest into an ICO. You need reward points.
Exactly.
So you guys have come up with a hidden asset, just like Uber found a hidden asset in your car, Airbnb found a hidden asset in your home. You guys found a hidden asset in the reward points to help people create wealth.
Right. Correct.
Okay.
And that's really one of the things that's excited, you know, this is going to be a benefit for our project that we anticipate. I mean, the scope of this is unremarkable, we say.
This is exciting. And you also mentioned to me offline that this is one of those never seen before, 100% refundable, risk-free, and all of that as an ICO. Why do you say that? Why do you say asset token is risk-free? I mean, like any ICO, typically, if I understand it right, you put in some money, buy some tokens, and the tokens can either go up or go down. So there is always a risk, but you're saying that this is a risk-free ICO. I'm scratching my head, Andrew. Help me understand.
Yeah, so currently right now, when you know the normal standard rate for someone to invest in an ICO, they just, you know, use their ethers or, you know, they said Bitcoin, right?
Yes.
So we want to make it so that the consumer, from a contributor standpoint, that they feel at ease when they're investing into our project because, you know, the trust is there. We want the contributor to understand that this is the project that's not going anywhere. You know, we're not one of those fly-by-night project that it's just a concept. We're basically betting our project on ourselves. At the end of the day, if you're not happy with your investment into our project, you have the ability to refund 100% of your money back onto the smart contract. We fund that back to you 100% as a contributor.
How long is this guarantee of refund?
The refund anytime on the Ethereum platform. So let's say you invest today. Let's say, you know, next month we don't get this project adopted. We have the ability to refund that back to you.
I see. So you're saying the ICO is risk-free, but the tokens are still risky. I could buy 1,000 asset tokens for $1,000 and they could end up being either $2,000 a month later or $500. So the tokens themselves could lose value, right?
I wouldn't say the tokens will lose value. I would say we lose value if they wanted to, you know, refund their funds. And let's say we get a bank deal and they refund it, then they would lose value at the contributor.
So how are you guys planning to do an ICO?
Yes, we are. We anticipate to do a pre-ICO and an ICO first quarter of 2018.
Okay. So coming up in January, you guys are planning to do a pre-ICO and an ICO. And how much money are you guys planning to raise?
We anticipate to raise about $30 million
okay.
during our first stage.
Okay. So, and do you know the token price?
Yeah, right now the token price is, it's sort of 100% risk-free, that 20% bonus. Okay.
Yes.
And that's
yes.
$0.08 per token.
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Yeah, it's 100% risk-free.
Yes.
20% bonus.
Yes.
And 80 cents.
80 cents per asset token.
That's correct.
Okay. So if I put in $8, I can buy 10 of these tokens. Am I right?
That's correct.
Okay. So if I put in $8 and buy the 10 tokens, and then let's assume the ICO is successful, and then do you plan to trade these tokens on some exchanges later on?
Yes, we anticipate going on an exchange. And obviously, the contributors obviously will be able to trade those. They have the capability to trade them onto the open market.
Okay, and then it'll behave like a regular token. The token can either go up in price or go down in price, depending upon the exchange.
Correct, but what we anticipate is seeing a bank adopt the technology, and when they adopt the technology, the value of those tokens, we believe, is going to be intrinsically valuable.
Oh, I understand. Absolutely. Don't misunderstand me, Andrew. I'm talking about theoretical things here. Obviously, you are doing this business because you believe that the token will go up in value. There'll be a certain. Is there going to be a limitation on the number of tokens as well?
No, there won't be no limitation.
So, do you have a limit on the total number of tokens, or is it going to be an unlimited number of tokens?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's going to be 3% of the tokens. So right now we have 1 billion tokens.
Okay.
And out of those 1 billion tokens, 3% of that, which is going to be 30 million.
Okay.
It's going to be for the public and private.
Okay.
So we have two smart contracts. We have a public contract and we have a private contract.
Okay.
So that's another thing that's really different from a standard ICO, you know, and that's why we like to say that we're different from a traditional ICO, because a traditional ICO, they raise money to get the concept brought to life. Our concept is 100% commercial ready. It's already built, so totally different.
Okay. So most ICOs, I agree with you, are just have a white paper. It's a theory, it's a concept, and they're trying to raise money. But you guys have already built out the technology and your technology is ready. So that you are able to, you can confidently say that you have far more substantial stuff in terms of assets as an ICO than most other ICOs. I agree with you. So
absolutely.
But you still would have the market risk. Will the market adopt your token or not? It's still a market risk out there. Of course, you guys believe that it will be. That's why you're doing the startup. But I'm just saying.
Right. Correct.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. Is there anything else that I did not ask that is important for our audiences to know about AssetCoin?
We have... I want to say we have a good team, and we're very confident and we're very excited to help fund future Ethereum project. I mean, that's really what we look at, the real the real foundation. I mean, this project's going to help fund, you know, a future Ethereum project. I mean, this is going to bring a new layer of consumers altogether. You know, if once the bank adopts the technology, and one of the good things about this, it doesn't necessarily have to be a bank. It could be a gas station like Mobil or Walmart, as an example. We know that this is something that's a great vehicle that consumers will like, because of the fact that, you know, it's already a value attached to it. And the fact that instead of them using their hard-earned money, they can use their reward points. So this is just another way for consumers to get into cryptocurrency. And we're excited that we're creating a market for it.
Congratulations. It's a brilliant idea. What you're saying is, in a few months, whenever I go to a new ICO website, I might see that they will accept either fiat or Bitcoin or Ether or AssetCoin. And within brackets, it'll say, hey, redeem your reward points at your bank. Get asset coins and invest them into this ICO.
That's correct. Absolutely. That's the vision we see.
Awesome. Awesome. I like your grand vision, and congratulations on all the progress so far. And I wish you all the best in your ICO. And we in Crypto Nights here would like to have you back in a couple of months to give us a progress update. But you have our best wishes. Yeah.
I appreciate it. Likewise, and it was fantastic coming on board with you on your podcast. We're a big fan of your, what you guys are doing, and I look forward to the return. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks for listening to the Crypto Nights. Never miss an episode. Subscribe now at www.cryptonights.io.